You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I should have saved this story, I guess, for tomorrow for News for Nerds, but too bad, we're going to talk about it now. Jeremy's got a hat on today. Why? Because it's bad hair day?
It's bad hair day. I just couldn't get it to do what I wanted it to do.
Wouldn't behave?
It's like, screw it, I'm wearing a hat. Yeah.
I guess that's just code. Every time you see anybody who's out with a hat, right? It's that they just...
Yeah, they either have a really bad hair day or they're running short on time in the morning and they just tossed it on.
Well, apparently this is something else that people can blame on their parents, as if there are not enough things just loaded onto your parents' plate, you know, that you blame them for. Now, if you have a bad hair day, it's your mom and dad's fault, too.
Oh, no.
Scientists have always assumed that hair genes were passed down from one side. What do they say? Like your father's side or something
I thought
like
it
that?
Was my... I've always been told it was like grandparents on my mom's side is where you get it from.
Okay.
So,
well, you can throw all of that out. So We don't have to worry about that anymore. Apparently, it's not just one side. It's both sides. And it's an entire cocktail of genes, not just one. And it has to do with the way your hair kind of spins on the top of your head. It's known as a hair whorl, W-H-O-R-L, the whorl.
Okay.
And they say that each person's is as unique as a fingerprint.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm wondering if we might get to a point where that's used for criminal identification
besides just
fingerprinting.
Did you check his follicles?
Yes, scan the follicles or something.
Oh,
but anyway, they say that what happens is that you are born with a certain hair whorl. And for some people, it leads to increased days of bad hair days, which means it's your parents' fault that you have a bad hair day.
Thanks, Mom. You're the worst.
I am always quite happy with my hair, but I mean, let me just say this. I wonder if anybody else has ever been in this situation. This is making me laugh. I have an event it's on September 11th, and I'm emceeing this big thing.
Yeah.
I emcee it every couple of years. And so, you know, I got to put my suit on and get up there in front of hundreds and hundreds of people and be this professional MC. And you got to kind of time the hair situation. In other words, I usually like to get my hairs cut about 2 weeks before I have a big event.
Sure.
I don't want it right after.
You don't.
And I don't want to be a month. I'm usually a 4 week guy.
Yeah, so you got to land right in the middle. So it's kind of like at the sweet spot. It's the perfect for styling. Yeah.
So I'm wondering if anybody else can relate to this. So I'm having to try to back time and gauge.
Yes.
So I can't, even though I need a haircut right now.
Yes.
I can't go get one because
Correct. Now
I'll just have to get another one in about two and a half weeks.
I've been doing the exact same thing here because I guess we've got new headshots and pictures that we're going to be taking for all the on-air staff. It's I want to say when you're possibly in town.
Okay.
So I think we're trying to... I'm doing that thing now. It's like, well, if I get it on... I actually have an appointment on Friday to get my hair cut. So I'm like, well, that'll give me enough time to go a while and then get it cut like roughly a week or two before we start doing headshots again. I'm already planning into September like you on when the proper time to cut my hair will be.
Yeah.
So I totally get it, man. And we are desperate for new headshots. So I want to look really good.
I don't really care about that. But my thing is that I've got to... It's giving me a chance to think if I want to now, since I'm not going to be cutting my hair, if this is the opportunity that I will take to do something different with it, because I'm letting it grow out right now.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Maybe I'll go for a longer hairstyle.
A little mohawk. Like I used mohawk to do. Is what I'm thinking. Mohawk.
I'm really fortunate, and I do not take for granted that I got great hair genes passed down to me, and I don't take it for granted. I love it because I know a lot of people bitch about their hair.
Yeah.
I know you complain about your hair. But
I do.
Just, it's one. I've got other issues in my life, but it ain't my hair.
Yeah, that's probably my main issue right now is the condition of my hair. The color, the lack thereof in a few spots. And it's very embarrassing because I do a number two on the sides, the blade, you know, the number two. And this last time I was in there, my stylist said, you know, we could probably do like a one and a half. She's like, what it'll do is it creates an optical illusion that makes it look like you've got a little more on top. I was like, oh, well, why don't you just kick me right in the cojones right now? Now I'm to the point where I need to create optical illusions with my hair.
She's looking out for you.
She is. She's very, very sweet. So we'll see. Maybe I got a 1.5 in my future. I don't know.
That's
we'll see what
great.
Happens on Friday.
Well, this segment of the show is dedicated to everyone, women and men, who are in the process right now of having to time when they next get their hair done so that it'll be just right. And yeah. maybe it means you go an extra couple of weeks without getting it done while you wait for that perfect date to arrive.
Did you know that you can actually train your hair? I had a buddy that did this once where
Do I need
he wanted
to get a whip or anything?
No, he wanted to grow a ponytail, you know, save your comments to yourself, but he wanted a ponytail, but he had very spiky hair that went everywhere. So every night he would have to brush his hair straight back and then gel it down super hard. And so it eventually trained his hair over, you know, like a month process of teaching it how to grow just kind of straight backwards so he could eventually get the ponytail. And it worked. And he rocked the ponytail. I'll tell you who it is. It's my buddy Surratt. For years and years, mm-hmm. he rocked that ponytail. And his big thing was he did massive amounts of research. He's like, you got to train your hair. You got to train it which direction to grow. But it was so funny to always see him, like, slick back with, like, helmet head because he had so much product in it, forcing it to go backwards.
I'm wondering, not to cross Surratt, whom I love, but I'm wondering if hairstylists would call in or write in and say that that's bunk, that your hair is the way it is. And if he's trying to, quote, train his hair, then he's going against these whorls we were talking about.
Yeah.
Which are in your genes.
I think you can change them. I really think you can.
Huh.
Just like if you have obesity and stuff in your genes, I think you can change that if you're just working out and eating healthy.
I get that, but your hair is coming out of your head a certain way.
Right.
I mean, it seems to me like there's nothing you can do about the direction that it comes out of your head.
I think if you're forcing it and slicking it back for a month or two, that it'll eventually just kind of start shifting. Well, it's like braces. You know, teeth are going to come out of your head naturally the way they are. And you got to put brackets on there to shift them.
That's true. But, you know, how reliable is Surratt since he ended up shaving his head?
He
anyway?
Had a beautiful, luscious horsetail for many, many years.
Okay.
It was a solid ponytail that kid
Somewhere
had.
There are still photos of me with when I had a tail because I had very long hair. Somebody in my family shared a photo the other day from the late 80s, me and George Michael backstage before a concert in Denver.
Yeah.
And I'm there with George Michael and my hair looks so ridiculous.
Oh, God.
And if you're asking right now, can you see it? The answer is F no.
Things on the internet stay there forever.
Yes. And I know that pictures that you get hold of,
oh, yeah.
you never let go
It'd
of.
Be our new profile picture on Facebook.